Energy is high at MDT Studios. Right now, about 15 little girls are gathering around my microphone before their dance practice starts.
I like doing leaps.
It gets you moving and you feel free.
I like about dance, stretching.
I like spending time with my friends and learning new dances.
Me too.
I like learning new dance moves and having fun.
Me too.
I like having fun in that the teachers are helping us dance better.
Me too.
I just in general really like dance. I don't really like ballet because it's such sudden movements. When jazz, you get blood flow.
Blood flow. Did you know that, Kylie?
I didn't. That's fantastic.
Kylie Swanson is one of the dance instructors. She and three others have been teaching local dancers from age 3 through high school this fall, preparing them for this week's dance recital. She explains to me what the theme Game Night means.
We've taken all of the pieces, all of the dancers, and they are expressing a dance that is a board game, or a game, I guess.
So there might be like a Monopoly song.
We have a little Monopoly section. We have Hot Potato, which is today, and we have Dominoes, which is today. We've got Flashlight Tag, Candyland, Chess, Jenga, we have Sorry, Connect Four, Jumanji. And actually, this year we have a new teacher who was a dancer with Steppin' Out with Mindy. We have Olivia Reed, who has definitely been in the community forever, but she's teaching this year, and we're so happy to have her with the team. It's just been fantastic.
Olivia, what do you teach?
I teach second grade ballet, just one class this semester.
Is that your favorite kind of dance?
I like all of it. It's all super fun. It's all really different, and it's really been fun to kind of reintroduce myself to the basics of ballet, which has been, I realized once I started prepping for class, a very long time. But it's been great. I get to relearn a lot and refamiliarize myself, and I've been having so much fun.
As someone who grew up in Petersburg learning to dance locally, how did that affect you as a person?
I think it helps tremendously with confidence and even willingness to try new things. We really try to weave in a little bit of different styles that we can't teach. Like, we had tap when I was younger too, so I had that, which we hope eventually to reintroduce. But we do a little bit of modern, we do a little bit of salsa,
lyrical.
Yeah. We try to a little bit of everything and kind of get it all under the umbrella of ballet and jazz.
This year's recital, it's actually going to be in two parts?
Yes, we're trying something new this year. We are splitting it up a little bit. We did it for a couple of reasons. One is we have so many dancers, which is a fabulous problem to have. And in that, we have a lot of dances, and it makes our shows really long. So it's a long night for some of those little ones. So we decided to split it up a little bit. We're just going to shake it up a little. And also, it gives the toddlers and the kinders their own special show.
All right. Is there anything that you want the audience to know this year with the recital?
Oh, yes. I'm supposed to remind everyone that we are doing our flower fundraiser again this year, and that is you can contact Gina Esposito for that. And that is you can buy a bouquet of flowers for your dancer. I think it's $15 for a bouquet, and Bloomsterhus is providing the flowers for us this year.
And back with the dancers today, more want to share their thoughts on what dancing means to them.
I like being a dancer because it's fun to learn new things and practice more.
I've been learning the splits a lot in dance class, and I'm so close to getting there.
Me too.
I like dancing because you have a chance to move your body.
I like dancing because I get more flexible.
I really like dance and being on stage for new performances.
Besides Kylie Swanson and Olivia Reed, other MDT teachers include Caroline Crane and Kelsey Lamb. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.